are select sections from the Wikipedia articles titled Drum and Rick Allen Drummer. The drum is a member of the percussion group of musical instruments. Drums consist of at least one membrane, called a drum head or drum skin, that is stretched over a shell, and it's struck either directly with the player's hands or with a drumstick to produce sound. There is usually a resonance head on the underside of the drum, typically tuned to a slightly lower pitch than the top drum head. Drums are the world's oldest and most ubiquitous musical instruments, and the basic design has remained virtually unchanged for thousands of years. In many traditional cultures, drums have a symbolic function and are used in religious ceremonies. Drums are often used in music therapy, especially hand drums, because of their tactile nature and easy use by a wide variety of people. In popular music and jazz, drums usually refers to a drum kit or a set of drums with some cymbals, or in the case of harder rock music genres, many cymbals. Drums acquired even divine status in places such as Burundi, where the karyenda was a symbol of the power of the king. The next section is about the construction of drums. The shell almost invariably has a circular opening over which the drum head is stretched, but the shape of the remainder of the shell varies widely. Drums with cylindrical shells can be open at one end, or can have two drum heads, one head on each end. Single-headed drums typically consist of a skin stretched over an enclosed space, or over one of the ends of a hollow vessel. Drums with two heads covering both ends of a cylindrical shell often have a small hole, somewhat halfway between the two heads. The shell forms a resonating chamber for the resulting sound. Drums with two heads can also have a set of wires called snares, held across the bottom head, top head, or both heads, hence the name snare drum. On modern band and orchestral drums, the drum head is placed over the opening of the drum, which in turn is held onto the shell by a counter hoop or rim, which is then held by means of a number of turning screws called tension rods that screw into lugs placed evenly around the circumference. The head's tension can be adjusted by loosening or tightening the rods. Many such drums have 6 to 10 tension rods. The sound of a drum depends on many variables, including shape, shell size and thickness, shell materials, counter hoop material, drum head material, drum head tension, drum position, location, striking velocity, and striking angle. Prior to the invention of tension rods, drum skins were attached and tuned by rope systems or picks and ropes. These methods are rarely used today, though sometimes appear on regimental marching band snare drums. The next section is about the sound of drums. Several factors determine the sound a drum produces, including the type, shape, and construction of the drum shell, the type of drum heads it has, and the tension of these drum heads. Different drum sounds have different uses in music. Take, for example, the modern tom-tom drum. A jazz drummer may want drums that are high-pitched, resonant, and quiet, whereas a rock drummer may prefer drums that are loud, dry, and low-pitched. Since these drummers want different sounds, their drums are constructed and tuned differently. The drum head has the most effect on how a drum sounds. Each type of drum head serves its own musical purpose and has its own unique sound. Double ply drum heads dampen high frequency harmonics because they are heavier and they are suited to heavy playing. Drum heads with a white, textured coating on them muffle the overtones of the drum head slightly, producing a less diverse pitch. Drum heads with a central silver or black dots tend to muffle the overtones even more. And drum heads with perimeter sound rings mostly eliminate overtones. Some jazz drummers avoid using thick drum heads, preferring single ply drum heads or drum heads with no muffling. Rock drummers often prefer the thicker or coated drum heads. The second biggest factor that affects drum sound is head tension against the shell. When the hoop is placed around the drum head and shell, and then tightened down with tension rods, the tension of the head can be adjusted. When the tension is increased, the amplitude of the sound is reduced, and the frequency is increased, making the pitch higher and the volume lower. The type of shell also affects the sound of a drum. Because the vibrations resonate in the shell of the drum, the shell can be used to increase the volume and to manipulate the type of sound produced. The larger the diameter of the shell, the lower the pitch, the larger the depth of the drum, the louder the volume. That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Soak Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Soak Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to SoakPodcasts.com. You are now just a tiny hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.